This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and 8. AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Joining us in the sports bar for the first time, former Bills linebacker, former Chargers linebacker, NFL star, lights out, Sean Merriman, stopping by the sports bar. Man, it's great to have you on. I can't wait to talk about everything you've been doing now that you've been out of the NFL for a while. But I want to start by asking you just point blank. I mean, you're still paying attention to what's going on in the NFL, right, Sean? I mean, you've got a pretty good handle on which teams are trending in which directions and following along week by week.
Oh, yeah, man. Nothing really changes on this end. I think, in fact, the further you get away from the game, the more you start watching it as a fan, right? You know, when you retire, you're a couple years out, you start thinking that physically you can go back out there and play. You're not analyzing the game as much, and now it's completely different.
Sean, you're watching this Buffalo Bills team, and again, it's early in the season. They're off to a 3-0 start, but you've got injuries, Milano and Bernard and Taron Johnson, and you know, next man up, it's easy to say for many teams, but how have the Bills been able to kind of accomplish this so far?
Hey, the great teams do. We all know that during the season, guys are not, you know, injuries happen, and for one, from that first snap from training camp, no one's 100% healthy. I mean, somebody got a wrist, a finger, a back, a knee, a shoulder, and that happens for all 17 weeks you're there. So great coaching staffs, man, know how to cover those, you know, deficiencies up and go out and win football games. And they got enough, man. Not just for the starters, but the depth. They have enough to battle through some of these injuries. Some of these other guys step up and making things happen. They've been doing it already, and it's still early in the season.
Sean, when you look at the backups stepping into these roles and the defense not really missing a beat, you mentioned they're a good team, they're a good, well-coached team, and these are guys that have been in the system and guys that have been around Sean McDermott and know where they need to be on the field. That's one thing. It's a completely different thing, or is it a completely different thing when you're going up against a guy like Derrick Henry, who seems to be a guy who can adjust your attitude with one swift, you know, stiff arm to the face?
Yeah, that's what they're going to find out this week. And you know, the Bills definitely could be better in rushing aloud and not letting so many people run the football. And they're going to have a test this week, and they're coming and playing against a ticked off Ravens team that came up short a couple games this year. Going to run the football, so they're going to be tested. So I would say this, man, they're playing very, very high level football. Josh Allen's playing. I mean, I know it's super early to talk MVP talks and everything else, but what he's done so far, man, especially losing some of the pieces he had last year, finding other ways to spread the ball around. That is when he's playing his best, man. And I know that, I'm a former Terp, so I love myself some Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
But when you don't have a number one guy out there that's going to get on you for not getting the ball, it makes life a little bit easier, right? Yeah. Because you can spread the ball around. You don't have anybody complaining. You heard Josh Allen come out on several of the press conferences and said, certain guys are selfless and they're not asking for the ball, and just praising the guys for not, making it a big deal when they don't touch the ball that week. And I think that it made his life a lot easier.
Sean Merriman, our guest, will talk about Lights Out Extreme Fighting here and what he has going on. Sean, you're talking more about Josh Allen. As a defender, or if you're a defensive coordinator, I mean, Josh Allen's playing some of the best football of his career right now. How would you go about defending him?
It's so tough, man, because you can't really let him get in the rhythm, because that's when he does the most damage. He's what he's doing this year. I think that it's been the best. He's been a lot more smarter with the football, but more importantly, man, there's no game planning, right? Last year, you knew that if you took Stephon Diggs out, you knew that you were going to force someone else to make plays. This year, he's spreading the ball around so much, it's hard to game plan, and that's what's happening. That's why it's so hard to get a grip on what they're doing. They run the football well. They protect it well. Like I said before, they probably need to get better on their run defense. They're going to be tested this week. But overall, man, we haven't seen this Josh Allen firing out like this and the way he's spreading the ball and what he's doing with the football when the game's on the line.
And, Sean, this Ravens defense is an interesting one. They rank first in the league in stopping the run. They rank last in the league in stopping the pass. When you see that out of a team defense, what's the truth? What's the real Ravens defense when you have that kind of that gap between their pass defense and their rush defense? What are they hiding?
They're trying to find their identity again, man. I think that once McDonald left, you kind of go through the search of who you are, right? Their defensive line coach, they brought in Chuck Smith, who was my pass rushing coach during the offseason back when I played. He's a great coach. So he got those guys firing up front, but they got to get to the quarterback. That means that, the quarterback's just holding on to the ball too long and able to make plays, extend the play. So it's unusual because he's a damn good coach, and I've trained with him most of my career during the offseason. But I think, they're just struggling. I know Patrick Queen at left. They're just struggling to find some identity right now, who they are. Last year, you knew exactly who they were when you played. It was a hard, physical team to play to run well. They'll come up, the DBs come up to the line of scrimmage and make plays if they had to. But this year, it's not so much. They're trying to kind of put a finger on who they are again.
Sean Merriman, our guest here in the Sports Bar, finishing up his career in Buffalo, and you were part of some of those great teams with the San Diego Chargers. In my mind, Sean, they're always going to be the San Diego Chargers. And to me, this is almost like a timely question, because I don't know if you observed yesterday, but the Oakland A's, they're not the Oakland A's anymore, and the fans got ripped off. I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts there, because the Chargers in L.A., and it's not that far a drive, but you were so closely associated with the San Diego Chargers. And what is that like now, looking back?
Oh, it was definitely some mind transitioning going on, right? Because I'll tell you a quick story that even when I announced the draft pick in the 2017 draft in Tennessee, I mean, it was still running in my mind to say Los Angeles Chargers, right? When they're coming out to 100,000-plus people. But I think they've done a great job, man, of getting that fan base going again. And it all started with them, for one, having a franchise quarterback in Justin Herbert. Like, you need, in this day and age in the NFL, you need a franchise guy to turn your organization around. They got that. The other thing is, I think they went out and did what they needed to do to get Jim Harbaugh in it. I think that they haven't had this level of excitement. I know they didn't look that great, this last game. But man, they got the fan base excited again. So, at the end of the day, man, it was a bit weird. I'd be the first one to tell you it's a bit weird of the move, but it's totally fine now.
Hey, Sean, we were talking about Derrick Henry and this team wanting to establish the run and run it down Buffalo's throat. And I'm curious, man, you're sharing stories about how it was like there at the end of time with San Diego and in the transition to Los Angeles. I just love hearing stories from former players, because I think you have such a deep wealth and just a chest of these unbelievable stories. Was there a player or a play that you remember where you got trucked, or somebody hit you, or you tried to hit somebody and it was a lot harder than you thought it was going to be, and you know it sticks with you still have it in your memory today?
I think, man, when I first got with the Chargers in 2005, we were playing the Steelers, and I had a wide-open tackle with Jerome Bettis, as you know. This was like a Sunday night. I think it was a Sunday night football game. And, yeah, it didn't go so well. So, you know, I hit him up top. I didn't realize how big he was. My arm couldn't fully wrap around him, and I felt myself just dragging and going down to the bottom of his legs. Finally, 3-4 yards later, you know, I got him down by the ankles, but it was definitely a different feeling. It was a welcome to the NFL moment. And so, because I always thought, man, I was like, man, I get a primetime hit under the light against the bus. And I remembered his name was the bus, and I saw fully why it was that. So that was probably one that came to mind because I didn't see anything like that in college before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sean, I love former athletes where you're in one profession and now you have something totally different going on. What was the transition like for you leaving the NFL, and how the connection to MMA and Lights Out Extreme Fighting happened?
Well, you know, I was training MMA during my career, football career during the offseason with some of the top guys, and Randy Couture and Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz. I was training with these guys during the offseason, so I kind of just fell into the sport. I didn't know that I was going to be this kind of deep into the not only the sport but the business side. So, you know, I have Lights Out Extreme Fighting, which is my MMA organization. We have the next up-and-coming superstars. We got guys that are signing to the UFC and Dana White's Contender Series left and right. And we're the next up and coming, man. We have a fast growing regional promotion in the country. Got a big fight coming up here October 26th. That'll be live on my streaming service, free ad supported streaming service, Lights Out Sports TV. So if you guys got any one of the major smart TVs out there, download Lights Out Sports TV. We got 30 channels there, 250 sports movies and documentaries, 16 live sports. So if you guys like motocross and poker and outdoor fishing, hunting, all that stuff, we got it. So make sure you guys download Lights Out Sports TV.
Man, this is great hearing from you, Sean, and having you on with us. And you sound like you're in amazing spirits. And we know that for a lot of ex-NFL players, it's hard to find that purpose, that next thing. And it's really comforting to hear that you seem like you've found it and you're doing really well for yourself, man.
Thanks, man. And that, you know, just again, it's got some really fun news coming up hopefully soon with Buffalo and the Bills fans. I think they're the greatest fans in sports. And I just, you know, when I talk to people about Buffalo now, it's always that, man. It's hard to feel something like that. That was probably one of the highlights of my career, getting to finish up there, man, out there. So it's been amazing.
Yeah, you were here when it wasn't so good. I mean, rough times. Yeah. Like, we remember, you always remember, Sean, who was with you in your rough times.
Yeah, and I remember they didn't have all those nice things out there. It's buildings and hotels. I was just out there about a year and a half ago, and it's so nice. I do miss it, though. I miss the people. But we should have, possibly have some really, really exciting news for Buffalo Bills fans here shortly. So,
love it. Lights out, man. Thanks for the time. Appreciate you making it for us here in the Sports Bar. Let's do it again. Don't be a stranger.
You got it, man. Thanks for having me.
You got
Thanks,
it. Sean. Sean Merriman, former NFL linebacker, star linebacker, the Chargers, and finishing his career in Buffalo.
Is there a better nickname than Lights Out?
It's pretty good. It's pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And you know, kudos to him for taking that nickname and recognizing this is my brand. This mm-hmm. is what I'm known as. This is what I'm known for. And now you've got a Lights Out sports TV service. You've got Lights Out Extreme Fighting. And as it continues to grow, you'll be able to say, oh, that's Merriman's deal. That's cool.
So just keep this in mind, because I think a storyline, I'm going to connect this over to Sean Merriman in a second, but a storyline coming up this offseason is going to be, hey, the Panthers, they traded up to number one, and will we get one of these quarterbacks, whoever that may be, number, you know, I'm not going to go to Carolina. No, no, no. Well, the last time this happened in the league was actually Eli Manning saying, no, I'm not going to go to San Diego. And so the Chargers and the Giants, Chargers are picking four, they move up to make the deal happen. They gave the number one pick next year. The number one pick next year doesn't go to the Giants, goes to the Chargers with Sean Merriman.
Yeah. And man, his star shined brightly for a good few years there, man. He was a force. He would get after it. He would absolutely get after it.
At the end in Buffalo, there wasn't anything left
right.
by that point.
That's right. I mean, he the stars shine bright and it kind of burns out and fades pretty quickly as well. I mean, he obviously there's some stuff going on there with him towards the end of his career that I think when you're a player and you're a competitor, you want every kind of advantage you can find, you can get. And well, you know, by the time he got to Buffalo, yeah, there wasn't a ton left in the tank. But man, to hear him say the things that he was saying about Bills Mafia and the Bills fan base, I mean, that's kind of become universal. And he started a conversation with us by talking about how the farther you get away from the game, the more you become a fan. I'll always think of like Fitzpatrick being in the stands shirtless.
Yeah.
You know, like a guy who was just out of the league for like a year rooting on and being a part of the fandom of the Buffalo Bills. That is a testament. I think what Merriman said is like, I want to come back to Buffalo. I can't wait to share with the fans what I've got working.
Yeah,
it's going to be awesome.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and that's 100% true. Like, if you have a chance to meet an NFL player that's in the game right now and you ask him, hey, what'd you think of the Giants-Cowboys? What? You have to understand, it's their profession. They're watching so much film. They can't be taking in other games that don't involve their team. It's right. such a...
They're focused.
Focused. One, though, passing along to you here, Danger, coming out of that Giants-Cowboy game last night, Micah Parsons, they're saying it's a high ankle sprain.
Yeah. High ankle sprain for Parsons. Neighbors suffered a concussion. But there are some injuries, or some teams that look like they may be getting healthier. I have to kind of like scan the wire here because I've been getting some alerts on my phone. We'll get some questionable. If you play fantasy football, all you see is just red cues everywhere. Red cues everywhere. They've taken over. And maybe we can dissect and pick apart some of that here as we get closer and closer to happy hour in the Sports Bowl. We'll take a quick break here and look at some of these week four matchups in the NFL next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.